This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. As 2025 winds down, it is a good time to look back on the ag economy for the year. On the surface, the most basic analysis is that it was a tough year for grain producers, while livestock producers had a more prosperous year, especially in the cattle sector. We will hear more from USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer next.
Tune in to Ag Matters PM, your daily dose of crucial information affecting Iowa's farmers, producers, and consumers, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every evening, our dedicated broadcast team brings you the latest news straight from the field and from our rural communities. From market updates to expert insights, we cover it all with a down-to-earth perspective that truly captures the essence of the heartland. New episodes are posted every day of the work week to the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network YouTube channel and our website at iowaagnet.com.
As 2025 winds down, it is a good time to look back on the ag economy for the year. USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer says there were numerous factors that affected the ag sector and ag economy this year.
There's been a lot of things this year that have affected the overall market. There's been a lot in the kind of the typical stuff that we talk about in terms of straight weather. There's been unusual events in terms of animal diseases.
Meyer says that trade policy was a central theme for the year, and aid payments from the federal government were also front and center in 2025.
A lot of action on the trade front in terms of policy, other policies like ad hoc disaster assistance being rolled out in the last year and pending bridge payments to be provided in the new year. And a lot of the things that described or influenced by the health of the ag sector as well.
Other notable events for the year include a new USDA secretary, Brooke Rollins, and expectations for record production of U.S. corn and global wheat. At the same time, crop growers face tighter margins, while livestock producers benefited from strong economic factors generally in their favor. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. Also on our website, you can find the latest episode of Pods of Potential. Just click on the banner on the homepage or the podcast tab at the top of our homepage. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.